Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour two of the Chad Hartman Show. And we start with a doozy of a story. And I absolutely want your opinions, your texts. I want phone calls on this one too. At 651-461-9226. And I have to lay out the story, okay? That's the only way that we're going to be able to talk about this thing. Because when I read this story, I was like, wow, right? And I think one of the questions coming out of the story about this family is, was the grandmother out of line? So let me lay out the story for you. So there was a grandmother who always felt that her middle granddaughter, Lindsay,
great name,
age 15, looked slightly different from the rest of the family because she had blonde, curly hair while the rest of her siblings' hair was dark. I thought genetics was weird, and I love her, that she had put out on a Reddit post. But things became serious after Lindsay's parents, okay, which is, you know, the grandmother's
sons or daughter.
Yep. Banned her from taking things a step further and getting a DNA test. Okay. The grandmother's like, I don't know why I feel so weird about this situation, but something is off here. If the family was sure their daughter was theirs, why would they forbid her from seeking clarity in the situation? It's kind of one of the questions that came up. So the parents laid down the law. They were like, whatever. No, we're not. I told my son and daughter-in-law, this is from the grandmother now, that there was something fishy around her birth that she needed to know. They denied any fishiness and told me to leave it alone, according to the grandma. Well, the daughter, Lindsay, 15, she wanted to know.
The granddaughter.
The granddaughter wanted to know.
With the quote, fishy genetics.
She approached her biology teacher, who admitted that it was odd for her to have such different traits. So this confusion was a lot for Lindsay, clearly, as a young lady that's only 15. Mm-hmm. So she wanted help from her grandmother. Grandmother says she came to me distressed, asking me to buy a DNA test since she needs to know. The grandmother purchased the DNA test, and it proved their suspicions. Long story short, she is not her mother's kid, the grandmother wrote. My son got someone else pregnant, and her bio mom gave her up. Okay? And now the interesting thing about this was that Lindsay's a middle child. Okay. So the father had a baby with another woman while he was with his wife, which people are like, well, how did the family not necessarily really know about all of this, right? Is because they were on the other side of the country, all this, you know. So they're not around the rest of the family at that specific time, okay? Mm-hmm. Clearly, this caused friction because now, you know, the story is out and all that. Where are we at with the grandmother? Was the grandmother out of line? 651-461-9226. Because I don't think that she was.
You're nuts. You're nuts. I don't see how you could see this as anything close to okay, Henry.
I'm gonna tell you why I look at it and I can see a side of it. When the child wants clarity,
mm-hmm.
that's a game changer for me.
But whose child is it, Henry? Who makes the decision? But is it her child? Did she give birth to that baby? Is she the parent or guardian? Then
no.
She has no say whatsoever about this information. What she did was cross a huge line.
She definitely did cross a line.
I'm sure the kid was confused. This is a conversation for her to have with her parents, but then grandma was there like, oh yeah, I'll totally help you. What was accomplished for grandma by finding this out?
What was accomplished for the child?
Well, she gets,
what was the compass for the child? Because the child wasn't getting the love and the clarity from her parents that she got from her grandmother.
So they're saying that the parents treated her differently. That's what this article says, that her parents are treating her differently because she looked differently than the rest of her siblings.
Wait, I didn't see that. Say that part again.
Are you saying that they treated Lindsay with an AY differently?
No. I didn't say that they raised her any different. I'm saying that when she asked for clarity from the parents, they shut it down.
You're 15.
That's I get that she's 15. I totally get that. And I see your point.
Right.
I see your point of view. I feel it is unbecoming of parents with the child to not be straightforward with the child at that point.
I don't disagree with you there either.
I think that's heartbreaking to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That your mom and dad won't be forthright with you, won't provide the clarity that you seek. She's distressed, and she's talking to her, what teacher?
Biology. I'm sure they were covering Punnett squares. We've all been there. It's a great way to understand genetics.
651-461-9226. What do you guys think? Because, look, I see both sides of it. I understand that the grandmother, she, you know, like Lindsay said, crossed the line. But, man, that's a tough one right there.
Why does grandma need to know? What's eating at grandma's? I don't know if this grandchild's biologically mine. Like, I don't know. Who cares?
People agree with you. Grandma's out of line.
Yeah.
Grandma's out of line.
As someone who's come from a blended family and has been fortunate enough to be loved by people who are not biologically related to me, like, who cares? She has blonde hair. Who cares?
Yeah. The fact that the grandma was so, like, inquisitive about it. If the child wasn't so like, I need clarity, I'd be on your side.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that took me out. Because when the child, because I'm trying to think of what the child's dealing with. And yes, a term for adoption these days is place for adoption, not give up.
Right.
But it was the dad that was like one of the parents.
Maybe they were planning to have that conversation with her at 18.
So is that adoption?
There's arrangements, there's adoptions, there's lots of different things. Because you have, like, the closed adoption where there's no connection you get that access to information when you're 18.
You got the open, yeah. No, because I got friends that are – I used to help a lot with Rod Simon's his golf tournament because he and his wife, they adopted their daughter, Annie. To me – you have to, it isn't just all about what the grandma wants, clearly. It isn't all just about what the mother and father are. I think that it's also about the child, too. I think that we should take into account what the child wants. Plenty of people are texting in on a text line here from the 763. Grandma's absolutely out of line. She has no excuse for going behind the back of this poor girl's parents. Yes, the parents should have explained the situation, and they have no excuse either. Perhaps the family could benefit from counseling. Like Lindsay says, how does this benefit grandma? I totally get that. From the 612, if it wasn't for grandma, the child wouldn't have been looking for clarity.
Correct.
That's a great point. That's a great point. This one, from the 651, as a mom of two adopted children, I think it's imperative if your child asks to let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think it has to do with appearance, insecurity. Man, this thing is jumping all around.
It's
knowing secrets are hardly ever healthy, in my opinion.
Well, and kids can tell when things are different.
In the texture that says, if it wasn't for grandma, the child wouldn't have been looking for clarity. I agree with
mm-hmm.
that. But so what? You're at the point where
it's
you
out of
need.
The bag.
It's out of the bag now. Give the child clarity.
Right.
Like it's unfortunate that it worked out in that way. That yes, the grandma's the one that's kind of got this ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you can't. The cover up becomes bad.
Right.
We're talking about cover ups right now in society. So it makes it worse.
But that's the other thing to consider too. Is like there's the truth. But then sometimes the truth ends up compromising safety. And that's where I want to make sure that we're drawing that line, too, because I can understand people are like, well, they want to know who their parents are. Like, they want to know the story. They want to feel connected to themselves. There could be a reason why this hasn't been shared. And that's not for us to judge either way.
From the 612, shame on the parents for not being honest with the whole family. You can't hide this stuff anymore and should not have even tried. The daughter has a right to know. If the parents had told the grandma the truth from the beginning, this would not have happened in this manner.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair point.
Was it the grandma's son? Is that what you said? Do we clarify
the lineage
of it? And it said that it's his daughter.
Yep,
and okay.
Yep.
That's the other reason why he probably didn't tell grandma, because he didn't want to tell his mom.
Yep. 651-461-9226. Your phone calls, text, next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we got some texts and we got some calls. We're going to get to those calls here 1 second. Couple of texts. From day one, they should have told the daughter she had not. She should have been raised knowing, I'm an adoptive parent and this is not okay. This other one says, Henry, a lot of times the kids will need to know if there is medical history in the ancestry. All right, let's go to the phone calls. Let's start with Dave in St. Paul. Let's start with Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, well, I'm not. I was born in St. Paul. I live in Andover.
Okay.
And, I was, my birth mother wasn't married. She was a nurse and ended up getting pregnant. And she couldn't deal with it, you know? So when I was born, she, you know, gave me up. And so I was put up for adoption. And I got adopted by, a couple that couldn't have kids. I ended up with the most wonderful mother. And, that's the way I was raised. I was told, when I was pretty young, probably, maybe 4 or 5 or I don't know, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. So I knew I was, adopted and this stuff was all explained to me, at that age. And then I ended up having a daughter. And so they wanted to, kind of know. My daughter ended up getting married. I mean, my daughter's 52. I'm 77.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter and her husband, wanted to know my medical background.
Mm.
So they sent in a sample, and I ended up, meeting. I've got 4 half sisters. I met 3 of them. I got 3 half brothers. I've met 2 of them, and I've actually become pretty close with one of my half sisters. We keep in touch. We talk. We get together and see each other occasionally. And so I believe in openness.
Mm-hmm. How much for you? Because you said, was it 4 when you were told?
I don't know. I think so. Somewhere around there.
But
you're 2 or 3 years old, I don't.
Yeah,
think
you won't know. Yeah, have. but just in your life, you think that really helped you, especially from a trust perspective with your parents, right?
Plus, I think a child that is adopted, or whatever, has the right to know their genetic background.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I say, it can have medical effects.
Let me ask you this, Dave. What is your stance on the grandmother? Do you think that the grandmother was overly intrusive, or where do you side with that?
Okay, what was I don't recall. What was
the grandmother was the one that kind of got all of this started. The grandmother was like, something's not right here. The middle child doesn't look like everybody else. Do you think that the grandmother was in the wrong?
No.
Why not?
Because this led to, the child learning what their background, was. And like I said, I think everybody has a right to know, their background, their genetic background.
I get it.
And to know the truth, from an early age.
Yeah.
And they should be explained, there's nothing wrong, with what happened. There's nothing wrong with you. This just happens very frequently, you know, with a lot of children.
Yeah, and thanks to the phone call from Dave in St. Paul. I don't know if your opinion has changed at all, because I understand your point of it. I'm still team grandma, and this is the reason why, is because I just, once the child became inquisitive and they wanted clarity, I'm all for that child. And also with grandma, don't you get the sense that grandma wanted this, what's best for the child? Like, don't you think that part of the intention was, I love my granddaughter and something just does not seem right here. I love my granddaughter and we got to figure this out. So if her intentions are to get clarity in that way, I'm not going to say I like fully am giving grandma a pass like she wasn't ever nosy, but I think her heart was in the right place.
Yeah. I mean, you could construe it that way. I don't know. I just like when somebody has a need, or it's not even a need, a want that wishes to be met and will go all lengths to make sure that that want is met regardless of the result on other people. Now, did this have somewhat of a positive result by, like Dave was saying, giving the granddaughter the knowledge that she had different genetic information than she probably did? But at the same time, I'm just... why couldn't the grandma just go with the parents? And then why did she take no? Why did she refuse to take no as an answer? That's the other thing that's kind of bothersome too.
I don't think that's reasonable.
Hmm.
To take no as an answer, like if you're asking and you're probing and they're stonewalling you. Hmm.
But it's private information, Henry. I know it's specific to like.
That's fishy. That's fishy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fishy. If the son is not open and honest with his mother, that's right.
Well, and that just screams to me as well that there's underlying shame. Otherwise, why would you be afraid of telling the truth? Why would you be afraid of the kid knowing the truth? Like, there's that underlying shame because clearly
it actually ended up snowballing the situation.
Exactly.
Though. That's the thing.
Ultimately, and this is
and somebody said on the text line.
This happens a lot. The fault lies with the man because he is the one that stepped out on his family and brought another human into this world. And it's great. We love the human. We love the addition. That's awesome. Welcome. But he is the
issue.
Why
are all men catching strays?
Because there's no babies that happen without the participation of men.
This is one story.
I'm just saying.
This is one story.
It's just if he would have come clean, if he would have swallowed his pride and said, you know what's important? My kid knowing, instead of me maintaining the secret and keeping my shame a secret, that's where that intervention needed to happen. The problem is the man. You are so right, Henry. Thank you for bringing this up to us.
All right, coming up next, on a more serious note, you know, as somebody that worked in schools for a long, long time and just care about kids in every single way, I'm still feeling it. I know that there are a lot of heavy hearts here in Minnesota and across the country with the tragedy at Annunciation Church last week. And we're all feeling a lot of that sadness still, and everybody's still trying to heal from that. But with that comes a lot of questions about stricter legislation on guns. How can we be more sensible? How can we get our society to be more safe, and specifically here in our community in Minnesota? We'll talk to Minnesota State Senator Heather Gustafson, representing District 36, next year on The Chad Hartman Show.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Actually, Henry Lake is in for Chad Hartman. It is the Chad Hartman Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. We're still dealing with the tragedy and the heartbreak and just trying to make sense of how can we better or just do a better job of making our community, our world, our country a safer place. And gun violence is just way too much of taking a negative toll on all of our lives. You don't have to have had a kid at Annunciation or specifically involved in incidents that are taking place throughout our state to be impacted, because we're all impacted by it. Joining us now on the John Chusicola Baker Hotline to talk about all of this is Minnesota State Senator Heather Gustafson, DFLer, representing District 36. Senator Gustafson, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on. And, you know, it's somebody that used to work in schools many, many years ago. I know what it's like to love these kids, care about them. You treat them like they're your own. And you want to feel like you can always protect them, but just not just in schools, but anywhere that we go, because we hear, you know, the term soft targets and this, and that, and the other. It's at a point where we just have to do something now. Enough talk, you know, because we use that slogan, talk is cheap. We actually need some action right now. So I guess I would start, Senator, with just kind of talking about, you know, because we all know that we need some more sensible, stricter legislation with regards to guns that'll make us all safe. How do we get to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And I'll start out by saying I'm with you. I've been a teacher for over a decade. I'm a mom of four. I was just out talking with constituents the other day, and one of the dads who I was talking with just admitted that he was really nervous about back to school and just a lot of anxiety. The kids are feeling it too. And to your point about schools, you know, being a teacher for so long, including here at Centennial High School, we had active shooter drills, more of those than we do tornado drills, right? And it's always these conversations about, you know, hide here, jump out that window, meet at this place. And we just can't continue to normalize violence like this, especially to our children in schools. You know, kids should be able to go to school, go to church, and not have to worry about stuff like that. So you're right. I'm with everybody else who knows that the urgency is needed, but it is going to take bipartisan support. We are going to need the Republicans to join us on these common sense gun safety policies and meet us there. You know, we can talk about mental health, and we always, always could use more funding for mental health services. And we could talk about school security, school safety. We should talk about that. But we can't let it just be those two things and not also talk about guns, access to firearms, what we're doing to make sure that these violent acts don't happen to any more of our schools in Minnesota or our students.
I'm totally with you. And I think one of the things that really just struck me was a situation yesterday. I was running some errands, and I was getting ready to head back home for a second before heading to work. And I was driving past a school that I once attended back when I was in fourth and fifth grade. And I saw something that I typically don't see. And that was a Minneapolis Police Department officer right there at the corner. And I'd seen that a day prior at a different school. So I guess I bring that up because we all understand the significance of safety. We all want to live in a safe world. We already know and understand that we're dealing with a lot of violence that we shouldn't have to deal with. So if we know that there's a problem, now that we got to get to the part of solving the problem, we're helping try to get some resolution for the problem. You know, the governor, Tim Walz, he said and stated that he's looking to call a special session on gun laws after the shooting that took place last week. Your thoughts on a special session?
I know those conversations are going on, and so I'm not going to speculate on what the status of those are. But I am anxious to look at policy. I am one of the legislators that not only carried but passed really important gun legislation, including increasing the penalty on straw purchases and banning a binary trigger. And I want to mention, too, the urgency for Democrats has always been there. When we held the majority in 23 and 24, we made significant progress on gun safety, right? Enabling the red flag laws, right? We voted for that. We expanded background checks, the banning of the binary triggers, the increase in penalties for straw purchases, all of those things. So we're there. Can we do more? Absolutely. But right now, we don't have a majority in either the Senate or the House. And so it will take Republicans to join us on these common sense public safety policies. And we can talk about them, and we should have conversations about what they look like. But we need them to come to the table with everything on the table, including talking about common sense gun safety policy. We need them to do that. Join us in putting our students and our families before politics. The moment is now.
Yeah. We're talking to Minnesota State Senator Heather Gustafson, representing District 36 here on the Chad Harbin Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And, you know, after, you know, the governor made those statements, GOP Speaker Lisa DeMuth of Cold Spring, she said in a statement, quote, "As disappointing as it is that the governor is doing this in such an overtly political way, House Republicans stand ready to protect students and schools." And I actually, you know, you as, you know, somebody that's been a teacher, me that's somebody that's you know, put and invested 18 years in schools, I was disappointed in her statement. And the reason why I was disappointed in her statement is because, you know, when she says that the governor's doing this in an overtly political way, I don't view our kids being safe, our kids being in schools to get the proper education, to improve their lives, to build their futures. I don't think that there's anything political about Governor Walz saying what he said.
No. Well, it's also the reality, right? In order for us to be able to put in these gun safety, common sense gun safety policies, it's going to take policies, right? And it's going to take the legislature. So it isn't about putting politics first in this moment. It's about saying that we need those policies to pass in order to help protect our families. You know, we talk about personal freedom. I want the personal freedom to be able to go to the grocery store or the movie theater, to the school, to a festival, to a church where I can pray without having to worry about gun violence. That's also a form of public or a personal freedom that I think people in Minnesota want as well. And that's going to take changes in policy, which is going to take the legislature. So this isn't political. It might be political at the Capitol. It's just not in our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I represent a purple district, and I'm telling you that Democrats and Republicans in my district want us to do something more than just talk about mental health, which is important, and school safety, which is very important. But they also want us to talk about the guns, too.
Yeah.
That is something that is commonplace among people who are maybe not politicians. And we just need the people in the legislature to understand that.
Senator Gustafson, I got one final question for you. And this is a very important question that I think everybody wants to know the answer to. And it's interesting because you spoke about, you know, talking to that parent earlier that was concerned, right? And I think that this speaks to the concern. What makes this time different? Because we scream that we want change, but then we never do anything substantial to make us safer. We had the Nudieland mass shooting in August of 2023 that people have all of a sudden kind of forgot about. So what about this time is different?
Well, I mean, it's not that it's different. They're all tragedies no matter where they happen. But when they do happen in your community, you feel very protective of making sure that where we live is a place where we don't want this to happen. We don't want this to happen anywhere. But when it happens in Minnesota, and now we feel as if it's in my state, it's in my backyard, and I cannot stand by and do nothing about it. And that's why it is true, right? When we held majorities, we did do something, but we need Republicans who all voted against all of those policies in 23 and 24 to now come and have those conversations with us about what we can do next. Because you're right, doing nothing is not an option. It's not an option, and it's not what people are asking us to do.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for joining the show, Senator Heather Gustafson, representing District 36. I appreciate you, State Senator, for being on with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. I just heartbreaking, man. This is such a heartbreaking situation. And I do think that it's, look, because we get hyper local and it's a local story. It's a national, it's a global story, but you know, everything, because we live here, we're going to look at it more. But man, we should have learned from Sandy Hook. We should have learned from Columbine. We haven't learned. We haven't learned. And you know, we talk about mental health and resources, and we continue to hammer about mental health. It's not the guns. Have y'all seen the money that's been like withdrawn with regards to mental health services? I mean, are we gonna tackle that issue too? Like, we can't. People that have the arguments about it's not the guns, or there's not too many guns out there, you're being ridiculous with that comment.
Yeah,
you just are.
Or even if you do have access to mental health services, good luck trying to fit into the schedule, because first of all, there's a shortage of doctors, and also you got to work two or three jobs just to stay afloat.
And this is the thing, all right. And I'll say this, and then we'll come back and wrap up the final segment of hour two. You know what? I'll hold the thought, and I'll give it to you right after a quick pause, right here on the Chad Harbin Show. Text line from the 612. Did you see the video of the shooter visiting the local gun shop just days before the shooting? He appeared 100% normal, not mentally deranged. You'll never identify those who are hell-bent on evil. The only thing that would have helped save those kids is armed security, period. Now, let me say this. I didn't see that video, but I've been saying this for quite some time. That people always say, well, why didn't we see the signs? People don't give signs all the time. Like, do I think that there are certain situations and instances and examples where there's stuff that people should have picked up on or things fall through the cracks? Absolutely. But the majority of the time, like, a lot of people in life, when things tragically happen or they do despicable things, a lot of times, I'm not saying all the time, they're normal until they aren't. Something happens and then it alters their life, and they're just not in a good place, and then bad things happen. So, you know, to think that you're going to catch, it's almost like the idea that you're going to catch every criminal when they're not a criminal. Like, before you became a criminal or you did something bad, you weren't that, right? Because every person that's locked up wasn't a lifelong criminal. I just don't get that. And let me say something here real quick. And This will probably take some people off, but you know me.
Henry, I
really don't care about, you know, taking people off. This is what I think, and this is an opinion, my opinion. I don't think a lot of gun owners have them because they feel unsafe, and I just have to have one to protect myself. I don't think that that's the majority of it, that I have to, because we all want to feel safe. But I don't think that a lot of gun owners are like, I got to have a gun to feel safe. No. I think that many of them have a gun because it's their right. It's my Second Amendment right.
Just because I can.
When in actuality, when we start looking at it and thinking of it like that, it becomes then what? A luxury. Mm. Right? There are people that have no fear at all, no issue with safety at all, that have guns. Right? So I think that we have to look in the mirror with so many things that are going on in our lives, in our communities, in the world today, and just be open and honest. Let's just be open and honest about this stuff. We love guns in this country. We have a gun problem unlike any other country in the world. The reason why all this stuff is happening here is because of how intense gun culture is here. And all these other countries have been putting things in place to try to curb all of that. But yeah, I honestly believe that. A lot of people have guns. They don't feel unsafe at all. I got to have my gun. It's my Second Amendment right. That's fine.
Makes me feel good, Henry. That's all that matters. It's the most important thing in the world.
Coming up next, we're going to get back to sports because, well, Week 1 of the National Football League, it means Minnesota Vikings football, but what is the identity of this team? We get to that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.